Words cannot hope to describe absolutely everything, but they do allow us to express, explore, suggest, and bring alive concepts and emotions in a unique and engaging way. Poetry has existed for thousands of years as a way to bring alive ideas. Words allow you to suspend belief, to embrace sensations, to be led into new adventures and ideas, and to escape from the mundane world around you to one bright and vivid with expression and depth. Words can weave a hypnotic tapestry which entrances us and opens doors to new dimensions of awareness, drawing you in, absorbing you in a new world. Words are teachers, guides, and leaders. Words can take you to places you've only ever dreamed of, and some places you haven't. They can make you feel, imagine, enjoy. Playing with different words allows you to indulge, to let go, to just surrender yourself to the oral pleasure as it builds. Personally, I love to discover new words to play with, to see and hear how it feels for each letter to roll off my lips, and how the word crescendos or lulls like a note of music within a sentence. It can be exciting to learn new words, like acquiring special treasures for your growing repertoire. Mellifluous, a sound that is sweet and pleasing to hear. Ineffable, too great to be expressed in words. Sonorous, an imposingly deep and full sound. These may be words which you've not previously encountered, yet they so beautifully encapsulate and more fully express some of the emotions and sensations that you may well associate with enjoying a blissful trance. Simply saying something is enjoyable gets across the point, but it can seem a little flat and generic. Using more descriptive words really brings the sensation alive. It adds depth and dimension and allows you to more accurately express your experience. You can have so much fun with words. Did you know that the word defenestration refers to the act of throwing someone out of a window? Or that petrichor describes the pleasant, earthy smell after rain? And apricity, the feeling of warmth from direct sunlight on a cold winter's day. Do you notice how these words are able to conjure up the experience they are describing? To bring it alive in your mind? There is a whole world of words just waiting for you to uncover and explore, akin to adding colours to your literary palette. They will brighten your vocabulary. Allow yourself to be enchanted, to escape. You can lose yourself just as easily listening to words as you can by becoming engrossed in a fascinating book, where everything else simply fades away as the words draw you deeper into their world. Words can make you smile and laugh, or ache with melancholy. You can choose to take control of your experience by the words you engage with. Well-woven words are timeless. Even indirect words can be powerful. A brief quote from one of Shakespeare's works illustrates this beautifully. and he writes, "I'll be a park, and thou shalt be my deer. Feed where thou wilt, on mountain or in dale. Graze on my lips, and if those hills be dry, stray lower where the pleasant fountains lie." These words, which initially seem so delightfully innocent, betray much deeper, resounding passions, which are delicately woven into the chosen words. Words delight, excite, evoke, and focus the mind. Little else matters when you are embracing the power of well-woven words. Allow them to engage you. A serendipitous form of escapism, which you may not have even realized you sought, until it discovers you and carries you away. Release yourself to the power of words and discover their power. Don't think about them, embrace them. Carry them around with you and share them abundantly. Learn to appreciate a rich canvas of imaginings, painted with words or a literary song, undulating with resplendent eloquence. The journey words lead you on may vary, but the underlying theme is the same. Words can support, empower, and captivate you if you allow them to. They are a special gift to be enjoyed and shared. Enjoy losing yourself in a good story or monologue, simply allowing your mind to wander, wondering perhaps if your wanderings are bringing you closer to what you've been wondering about, or if they're leading you in new, exciting directions for you to explore and enjoy. Each word is a step. Each step is part of a journey. You can choose your path by the words you choose to engage with. And the more you allow yourself to engage, the further and deeper you can go.